are you concerned about protecting that brand new pretty sled that you just got? Here's the solution. Use SledSyn24 for a 15% off discount code on some Backwoods bumpers, the industry leader in performance protection.
Were all of your tattoos done by Alex?
Everything except for the one on my neck.
You cheated on him or what?
Yeah, I know, dog.
That was pre though, right?
Whoa. Hold it back.
No, this is the most recent one I had.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this, Lindsay and I went
canceled.
To...
canceled. Yeah. That's tough.
He just found out about this.
He's gonna pull back the skull logo.
It's We're not gonna tense.
Have the ability
it's
to
getting
use it
tense.
Anymore. Now, Lindsay and I went down to Santa Barbara, and we just...
Love that place.
California or Mexico?
California.
California.
Should have went to Mexico.
Yeah. There's a Santa Barbara, Mexico?
Is now.
Damn straight, there is.
I got this one, and then she got like two little butterflies behind her ear. So, but I'm just contemplating, waiting on the day that I'm gonna have you blast out the back with the skull guy.
Still gotta finish up the leg too. We got pretty heavy on that for a little bit and slowed down.
Yeah. I need to figure out.
Slowed down.
I need to figure out what I want on the rest of it. I don't know.
Sled center right there.
Yeah,
you're going all the way up your leg.
I mean, I will. So I'll tattoo everything but my face and my
Are we podcasting?
Stuff. But yeah, we're rolling. We're
okay.
Rolling into it.
Oh, yeah.
But like I was talking to you when you were talking about your arm, like for me, I need it to mean something.
Oh, yeah.
Like I don't want random stuff. So, but yeah, I want to do my other sleeve. And so I just don't know of what yet. The only thing that I know that I want is the skull logo on my back. But I'm scared. I'm not ready for it yet. But
we were just talking about that. I was kind of reminiscing about years back. I mean, it's been 5 years maybe since we started working on your arm. That's where we initially met.
Yep.
And you're probably one of the only human beings that I've known that came to me with an open mind and had this, creative vision. And we talked it out a little bit, but then we just kind of threw caution to the wayside and just started making things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out, in my opinion, very well. And then you made your... edit that's I think it's on your website as well, describing your creation process with the arm and what it meant to you and all this stuff. You're sitting with a black background and it looks all cool. And
on my Instagram.
Yeah, you're giving the feed on it. And I was like, you're the only person I think that's ever made an edit and described like their experience or what it means to them with the tattoo and all that stuff. And I thought it was really unique.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you did a killer job.
You an OG motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean.
You are. God damn it, you.
I try.
Putting on shit like this weekend, getting tattoos like you got.
Yeah. You need some, dog.
I was going to say, Kobe.
Whoa. All right, SledSyn Podcast, we are back.
Yeah.
I don't like needles.
Yeah, SledSyn listeners, welcome back to the next episode. We are kicking it here at the Aspen Creek Lodge. Again, for the SledSyn ride, shout out Cody Hoffbauer for teeing up this.
Just
this,
put her up close.
This property for us. We had the idea to do this and we weren't really sure where and then chatting with it just I think it was at Heydays when it aligned came up with
I don't remember when you first told I it had to have been Heydays I think you told me to clear the date then
pretty sure
you were like can you do it and I was like I think I can
and so it's cool to see it come into fruition here but
it's crazy. What is Heydays?
It's so crazy.
Course that you guys did, or what's Heydays?
No, so Heydays is
I'm out of the loop. I'm just touching base on this whole snowmobile culture. So
dude, I was the same way.
Might be a little bit behind the times.
You're slightly behind me.
Heydays is
you're good.
Heydays is the world's largest snowmobile event convention. It's in like second weekend of September.
And is it a riding event or convention event?
No, like middle of summertime.
It's like 30 acres.
It's basically
a huge field in Minnesota.
It's probably bigger than
but
that.
It's 30
acres
or something.
I think 30 acres is just the swap meet.
Long story short, they take a ginormous field out in the middle of Iowa, the cornfield.
Minnesota.
They bring in a bunch of shaved ice.
They bring
gets
in
crazy.
No, they just bring in snowmobilers from everywhere. Everybody sets up their booth. Ponsor has like a badass looking booth.
Yeah, Sled USA booth. So yep. Like all Polaris, Articat, like all everything. Climb. All the
anything
industry.
You can think of that has like a miniature business, you know, like Carbon Pursuit, SLP, RSI, you know, you name it. Anybody has their booth there just to market. Yeah. And it's crazy how many
2024
people are there.
Is going.
Yeah.
And they're setting up a booth.
Been, how many years have you been now?
Fiber flat build hats.
Yeah.
I'm in.
How many years? 2 years?
We've gone twice.
I've gone once of those twice.
Yeah, the first time we were invited by Albany Lodge to just come set up in their booth and do podcasts, and it was just Jeff and I, and we had no, like, I kind of knew what Heydays was, but we didn't really realize it, and then we got there, and it was like, oh, my God. The
scale is just out of this world.
It's insane, and it's like,
mind-blowing.
It's like,
that's cool.
It's so it's like good Christmas when the rednecks all show up, though.
Oh, yeah.
When all the country people show up for the trade, or what do they call it?
The swap meet.
Oh, dude, I'm talking miles.
Yeah.
Miles, like 4 miles of these trucks lined up. They got metal hanging out the back. They got lawnmowers and everything. Oh, yeah, they're trading everything, dude. Yeah. They got sled trailers, ragged stuff.
Yeah, so there's in the center of it is where, like, all the big companies are, and then the 30 acres on the outside, like, anyone and their mom can come there and sell sleds, sell parts, sell whatever.
That sounds wild. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, there's.
I wish I could have seen more.
There's events going on too. Like, yeah, he didn't get to see anything. Yeah, I did a little bit.
Hard.
Ripped podcast.
Yeah, 17 episodes. So we didn't get to partake. So,
dude, my throat, my voice was gone.
Yeah,
everything was raspy by the end of it.
There's all kinds of events. There's motocross, freestyle stuff. There's razor races. There's snowmobile.
These are not normal razors. These are like 15 foot tall razors.
Not
yeah,
15.
Yeah, bull.
Oh, the
bull.
Mud. Oh, the
yeah.
Mud bogging.
Yeah,
yes,
oh, ask, I was gonna say, ask Ponser how
specific
big they are
for one event. Mud
they're
bogging.
Yeah, 15 to 20 mud. Feet tall.
Yeah,
ginormous.
There was a dude that flipped a side by side there, right? He backflipped one.
Yeah, he backflipped the side by side off sick. The jump. Off
you
the
didn't
ramp.
See that?
You didn't see it?
Did it have
when
the
would
ramp
I
that
have
had
seen
the kick top
it?
At it or like
when
it
would I have seen it?
And then gives it the extra rotation.
We had a sick setup, but it was like
it was dope.
We didn't have the bestest view.
Well, it was cool too because they had freestyle there. Saxon was throwing down Turcotte.
Well, I could hear him.
Yeah,
I could hear him.
Yeah, planes are flying
and all the drag or all those racing sleds. What do they call those? The grass drags.
Yeah, grass drags.
Oof, those were mean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty crazy event.
They have everything.
Yeah.
Well, fresh lemonade.
Sounds like I need to put it on the list to go check out.
Food,
that sounds like
it's
going to be
a
wild experience.
It's like a fair.
Yeah, dude.
It is basically
a fair.
Yeah, because I think this year.
You won't.
Hey,
you won't.
Challenge me to a good time.
I triple dog dare you.
I'll show up.
I'll triple dog dare, dog.
So I think this year. Because last time, like I said, we did like 17 episodes, so we didn't get to partake in all the different stuff.
Yeah.
So I think this time we'll do like a few less episodes so that we can actually go like hang out.
You guys should do like a mobile episode
you
where you guys can walk
all?
Walk through the, like the chaos and just be like on mic interviewing.
Hot mic stuff?
Yeah.
Hot topic?
That'd be good.
Yeah. One question good of the idea. Day, like
Ooh.
Just go through.
I like it.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick.
I don't,
no,
think,
don't skip over that idea. That's I solid.
Like, what's your favorite vendor here? Why, you know?
I like that. That's a good
cool,
ass idea.
You know?
Well, gosh dang it, we're gonna have to bleep this out now because somebody's gonna take.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Idea and beat
we
us to
we
it.
Definitely yeah. are. Yeah, we definitely are.
I'm down to do it, but you're gonna have to sell Jeff on it.
Is that a pretty easy setup?
Hey Jeff,
do like a
you
mobile,
down?
Deal
you down?
I stationary.
All right, Jeff's down. Hey Jeff's down. Jeff's
not,
already said he's down.
Not with these mics, but like with little lav mics.
Mm-hmm.
We could
wire you
do
up.
Something like that.
Then Bluetooth.
CIA shit.
Yeah, in the ear.
Things in the cities, like people pedal on and drink, get one of those.
Yes! Yes!
That's called living in the future.
Let's go!
Jeff's got all the good ideas.
Yes! That would be killer. Oh my God, that would be a fun time.
I am
just
down.
Ride that up and down all the rows.
The ants go marching one by one. Hurrah, 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 hurrah.
Put Kobe on a welder and put him
Kobe, you might have
a whole
to bring
bunch
the drum
of seats
off.
Around the 15-foot tall razor. And then
the
you guys can just drive
a welder for? No, I'm going to be on the.
You're welding the seats on the razor.
No, I'm going to be on the.
Yeah.
This side of things.
You got to bring this drum out there, I think.
Yeah. That's hey, no, so that's in gonna, the center of the.
It's in the bus. Center of our bus, so yeah. We can all just.
We're just hitting that as we're driving through all the yes. all the rows. Everyone's yes. just looking at us dude. Like, what is this Sledson crew on?
Oh my!
People are gonna
goodness.
Walk by the booth, so you getting like introductions.
There's so many people podcast. That have seen this, and then Jade was just showing me all these DMs of different people. Are like, what in the what really? Is this crew? Who are these guys? I got so many questions.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, a bunch yeah, of people
funny.
Liked it.
That's funny.
That's funny.
That's sick though. That's good stuff.
The drum yeah. is a staple piece here. I mean, yeah. you just don't see that every day.
That's yeah. honestly when I walked into this lodge, I was like, you know, this is one of the sickest places I've ever stayed, but. That drum piece is easily the coolest drum that I've ever had the honor to cymbal.
The honor to tap?
Yeah, to give her the good old.
So then you busted out the Bluetooth and then synced up a... What song did you put on yesterday when you...
Electric powwow dance, yeah. dude.
Dude, we can sync that to the board and yeah. listen to it.
You want me to put it on? I mean, got it. Careful.
You might have to.
We whip that out. We might have a powwow right now.
Yeah.
Powwow.
So I don't want to interrupt our flow here, but I haven't even introduced you guys. So obviously we've got Kobe on with us, and then we have Alex Everett, one of the giveaway winners on here as well, who, if you couldn't tell from the intro there, is also my tattoo artist.
The dude with the gnarly tattoos.
Yeah.
Just a couple of them.
Yeah. Just
a couple. What do you have, four? 400.
It's like
400.
They're all touching.
400.
So is your whole back covered?
How many do you have?
Yeah, the
do
only spots that I don't have tattooed is my neck up, with the exception of one little one on the side of the face, and then my stomach. And then I've just been getting this last limb, my last sacrificial
my
limb.
Last limb. So
I just flew down to California last week to South Lake Tahoe, and my good jeez. Homie,
that's my area.
Jason Kyle Thomas III has been dotting me up with a trillion dots. So we've been whittling away at that, but it all takes time.
So you have painful. You have somebody do your work, or do you do a lot of your own work?
No, I always tell people it's easier to let somebody else inflict pain on you than it is to self-inflict, unless you're into that kind of thing.
Do you design your own tattoos, or like write them up, draw them up? Or?
I have before, but usually, just like in anything else, people have certain styles or niches that they excel at. They're talented at. So with that being said, a lot of times you might go seek somebody out specifically because they do, a certain style, and then you kind of let them take the reins and run with it because that's part of the creative process, and you want them to, create you a custom piece that is one off.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That makes sense.
How did you get started tattooing?
It was kind of a happenstance thing. It's been almost 20 years of doing this now, and I started when I was like 17 or 18.
Did you have a tattoo before you started tattooing, or did you start tattooing and then get a tattoo?
I think I did my first tattoo, and by first tattoo, it was horrible. But then I got a tattoo after, because I think I did it was like almost turning 18. I was 17, and I got my first one when I turned 18 because, got to abide by the law and everything.
Yeah, you were a man, 18.
Yeah, you can go to war. And
that's when you got that deep voice. Yeah.
Got it from my mom.
Oh, golly.
He was born with that.
He came out with a deep voice.
Yeah. Right.
So how did you get your first tattoo then? Were you tattooing first, or did you get a tattoo before you tattooed?
So I think I did one like half-assed tattoo, and then I went and got a semi-professional tattoo when I was 18. And wasn't anything to brag about, but that was my intro into the art of tattooing.
Fair enough.
What's your favorite piece that you've ever done on somebody?
Oh, man. It's been so long, and have done so much random, crazy, funny shit. Some of the stuff that just is like zany that you'd be like, why would they get that? But they do it, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
So some of those are pretty awesome. There's been some meaningful
Give
stuff.
Give us one. Give me one.
Not too X-rated.
But. We'll just pass up on that. If I think of something that is PG that is funny,
lay it man, out. That makes it even better.
I can definitely lay out some stories that might not be.
We'll talk after.
I was going to say we might have to
share one or two, just for laughs, and we can cut it out if we need to.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go back here. One time when I was coming up through the ranks at a regular tattoo shop. It was like a Saturday afternoon.
Hey, what's up, guys? I want to take a quick second to introduce another one of this year's sponsors. We have RSI. So the handlebar setup on your sled is arguably probably one of the most important components on your whole setup. So definitely check out their site. They've got a ton of different products, and use SledZen24 at checkout for a discount.
It was just a wild experience for everybody, me included. And then after that, I vowed never to take on that challenge on a Saturday randomly like that again.
Monday, no problem. Saturday, fuck no.
That's kind of a Tuesday thing. Maybe Monday, you know?
With right. A little heads up.
Next question for you.
Oh, gosh. How do you go about finding a meaning for your tattoos?
Oh, fuck. I thought we were talking about something else.
I think you meant for us to ask you a question.
This is a snowmobile podcast.
Okay.
You have to share the weight here.
Fuck.
The Alex Everett Show.
Yeah, the Alex Everett Show. How did you get into snow biking?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yep.
So in the last few years, I made a new buddy, Michael Detmer, and he wanted to get some tattoos. I meet a lot of people through the tattoo thing, and he's like, do you like riding dirt bikes? And I said, I don't not like riding dirt bikes. So he said, well, you should come out and ride some dirt bikes with us. And I did, and we went out, and we started going and doing some single-track riding up in Little Natchez and in Washington and Oregon, so on and so forth. And then he was saying, hey, well, there's these Yeti kits that I want to get for these bikes. So we bought a couple of them, and then we did a little conversion.
How long ago was this?
This was 2 winters ago, I believe.
Dang, so but pretty recently.
The snow was that winter when we assembled them was like crap. We didn't get very good snow. So I went out and got a ride at like one time on groomed trails around Mount Bachelor down there in Bend. Yep. And I don't think the suspension was set up properly. So it was like nose steering the bike pretty heavy. And I was like, whoa, this is really hard. and then the next year, we fixed the suspension. And this is last year. And then we got to actually go ride the bikes. Suspension was set up. Everything was running good. Powder was good. And I was like, oh, this is a world of difference. Like, you can actually just float through the snow. Mm-hmm. You can articulate and, you know, carve throughout the trees and get into the powder. You know, completely different experience. And it was pretty wild. I really enjoyed it. And then this last summer, I took it upon myself to get a kit and a bike, put it together. And then literally it was like the second time I've gotten to ride it was on this trip today. So it was a little bit of a learning experience.
Yeah, I didn't believe you at first. Yeah, you were saying that, and then I seen you ripping it, and I was like, I think he's joking. I think he's been on this bike for a while.
They said just hold the throttle wide open, and you'll go places.
You did. It sounded like you were wide open. You had her tapped.
Yeah, I put that RP pipe on it, and I was like, man, this thing sounds awesome.
It does. It sounds awesome. Yeah, it looks good. Awesome.
Titanium,
I think it looks very good.
Good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Not a huge snow biker fan, but I'm a fan.
I'm just a fan of Alex's snow bike. You guys let me come crash the snowmobile trip on a snow bike.
Me and Larry, you definitely did not crash it. You made it. No. You made it. We had to have some diversity, you know? Like, I always tell T. Smith, you know, it's like fun riding with our own group, but I get more of a, you know, I get more of a thrill with riding with other people and then also like other brands of sleds. Mm-hmm. Just because like it gets, you know, it gets repetitive when you're just with Polaris all the time. You're just with your buddies all the time, which is super cool being with my buddies. And I love riding with them more than anybody. But it is awesome to go out, ride with a crew where everybody has different, you know, machinery, different sleds. Like today, we threw everything into the mix. You know, it was just like a big all salsa. It's like you put it in there and it's going to come out pretty dang good, like regardless.
That was cool. I didn't even realize there was such a large diversity of all these different styles and brands of sleds. I'm
crazy.
Sitting back, listen, 8R, 9R, boost this, boost yeah. that, one boost, 2,000, triple, double.
Is that a slash, not a slash? Has it got this? Has it not got that?
How long is it? You know, can you climb a 4,000 foot mountain on it, or can you do wheelies? And I'm like, I'm just taking in information overload.
Yes.
I'm just trying to catch up. I'm like, I keep asking, what kind of sled was that? And they're like, oh, this one. You know, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'm starting to pick up on it a little bit, but it is there's a vast array of it, and it was interesting to see all the different styles, lengths of the tracks, and then people's riding abilities in person. It kind of blew me away seeing some of these people shroud the side of the hill through the trees, ripping these things back and forth and bow tying and fucking hair doing and all the things. I was like, God dang. I was like, these guys are ripping.
Jaden, he's talking about you. So what's your take on the sledders, or you're a snow biker, what's your take on sledders? I mean, you see yourself becoming a snowmobiler, might have one, all the way snow biker.
So last year when we were learning how to do the snow bikes, I also, Michael has a couple sleds as well. He's got two Polaris's, Chaos 850 non-boost. And then another Polaris 800. And so we were learning on those two, and or I was, and learning how to ride through the powder and kind of break the axis of this machine off and ride through the powder and make it more nimble and kind of navigate through the trees and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was doing pretty good at it by the end of last year, trying to do the side hilling and whatnot, and I'd mess up with the throttle control, and then I'd freaking belly over it and roll it down the hill sideways a few times, this and that. But it was fun to learn how to get them stuck, get them unstuck, as you know, with the least effort possible. Because I mean, you could sit there and just dig on them forever and ever, but they're showing me flip them up, flip them sideways, flip them left, flip them right, you know, kick them down the hill, whatever. You know how you get
roll
them stuck?
Roll them every time.
Like, oh, okay, that works.
Roll them over every time.
Yeah, I think they both have their places, and I think they're both very fun and challenging, and you got to put in the time to learn the skills. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting there stuck in the snow.
Yeah, 100%. Well, the other person I haven't introduced yet either.
Yeah, we've this dude?
Yeah, we've got our first ever Sled Send ambassador. We got Justin Wiki on. He's giving you a fist bump. You're leaving him hanging.
Oh.
Who drove 26 hours.
Yeah, it was a trek.
From Wisconsin to come hang out with this guy over here.
I know you came for me. I know you came for me. Thank you.
So Justin,
we met at Hay Days last year, and I got to talking with you a little bit, and then asked if you just had any ambassadors or what you thought about the idea of if you thought you would bring somebody on, and we got talking on the phone after working out maybe a contract or whatever, and it's been. Then you told me about the trip, and at first I was like, well, yeah, I'm down to go wherever, and then you sent me the address, and I'm like, oh. So, I mean, like Col Kalal, I don't even know where that is. I mean, I heard of Coeur d'Alene through watching YouTube videos and stuff, and then I looked at it and I was like, yep, it's gonna be a drive, but we'll make it, and I'm stoked to be here, and I appreciate you throwing the invite out there, and everybody, it was a fun time. I mean, my sled was having some issues overheating and stuff, but it was a blast out there. The snow was the conditions were wet,
Yeah, I think it kind of crappy everywhere, and I mean, as snowmobilers, we just got to make the best.
You got to play the cards.
I mean, we're on the mountain, right?
Yeah. Hey, so baby,
that's a win.
I had a great day.
Yep. Yeah. Mother Nature's going to deal with everybody. And you got to make do with it. So.
Yep. Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Well, that was the best part. I mean, the conditions aren't great, but everybody knew it kind of going into the day, and obviously being at the bottom of the mountain there, it's raining, but everybody was still stoked to get up to the top. And once we got up there, it was snowing, and it was a good day. So.
Yeah,
I can't complain.
Hit that freezing level, and then we're good.
Yeah.
Then we're good.
Well, special delivery from Justin Ponzer himself.
Thank you. That guy's too good. That guy's too good. Y'all better follow that dude.
Yeah.
Justin Ponzer, Sled USA. There's a little plug for my boy. Clean
ice. I'm pretty sure that probably everybody that listens to the show follows him. Pretty good chance, I bet.
Yeah. Might be some of them old boys from Happner. Some boys from Happner. I never heard of him.
Justin, I appreciate you you making the trek out here. That's a serious commitment.
Like I said, I know that you and Tyler mainly teed it up, but it shows some serious guts that you just traveled 26 hours to meet us here.
I mean,
that's dope, dude.
The hardest part was just
awesome
being by myself the whole whole way. But
you did it.
The stoke level just got higher and higher the closer I got, and I was then you start seeing some mountains once you get through South Dakota and a little bit into Montana. I was like, dude, it was
starts building on it. I had to go faster.
Then what was the trek? It was like 8 states you went through to get there. From Wisconsin,
Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and then obviously Idaho.
And you ended up in Coco Lala, Idaho. The coolest name in Idaho.
Yeah, no joke.
I had to look it up once you sent where the address was. I was like, Coco Lala. I was like, I don't know where this is at. Driven by it like 100 times. Never knew. I was like, this is the coolest name in Idaho.
Yeah.
Well, then, that's what I'm saying. The stoke just kept getting, better as closer I got. But then you come into this place. I mean, this is unreal.
Yeah.
The place we're staying in. The food's great. So
Yeah,
that's been a great time.
Pretty epic lodge. I'm glad that it all teed up.
So what you thinking tomorrow?
I'm not sure.
Are you riffing, huh?
I'm not sure yet. Yeah, me and T. Smith were kind of talking about that a little bit on the way back.
Convert to the dark side.
Brother, we got a lot of polaires sitting around here with your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Matches your outfit and everything. I think we have a content day for a wiki.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But
what are you thinking? What are your thoughts? You think you're gonna try to run the dew? You're gonna run a Polaris?
I think if I'm gonna go out there, I think we'll run the dew again. But yeah, I don't know.
Contemplating going back.
Yeah, it's a far drive, and I got you know some stuff going back on home. So yeah, I might just
rent the Polaris and let's go.
Yeah.
You'll be good.
Yeah, we'll see you in the morning.
You got to go with us. You got to go.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, I still tip my hat to you for driving a day's journey both directions to come over this way. He told me that you were coming that far, and I was like, what? I was like, that's insane.
Yeah. Why would somebody do that?
Yeah, I said, why would somebody do that? And he was like, because he's a savage. And I, oh, okay. Enough said.
It's been cool to just sit here and kick it with, you know, everybody here and get to know you.
It's honestly some of the best parts.
You know, get to know you. You know, I've talked to, you know, you more than anybody in the sled setting team, but you know, get to Jeff, you know, more know Jeff more and Kobe and Jose and Shay and everybody and you know all the other winners here. And you know, I've been following Justin and Jaden and all them for a while, and those dudes throw down. Too bad Justin couldn't come out, but
yeah,
it's just been cool to you know just kick back and
that's why you have to ride tomorrow so that you can ride with Ponzer and Shay and Jose since they all had to.
Yeah, I think it's a given, dude. Like, yeah, you're riding tomorrow. I'm dragging you along.
We'll see.
I only got to hang out with you for a little bit on the mountain, dude. And I was salty about that. Yeah. Like, we needed to hang out more.
Yeah.
I mean, on the flip side, like, I don't blame you at all. I mean, you have a trek back, and if you got to work on Tuesday, like,
You got the longest trek back.
I don't blame you one bit for dipping.
Normally, I split it up because I can't drive 26 hours straight. So, yeah. Because I left Wednesday afternoon to get here and, you know, got here by Friday morning. But that's kind of what I'm worried about. If I ride tomorrow, we'll see. But
next time, you know, because we're going to make this a thing.
Yeah.
One way or
another. Next
what do you got going Tuesday? What are you headed back to?
Work.
What are you headed back to?
Electrician.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a couple big projects going on. So, yeah, we'll see how those go. But.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tyler with SledSend. Wanted to take a second of your guys' time and ask for your guys' support for what we're doing with the brand of SledSend. So if you guys are enjoying, you know, the podcast episodes with all the different guests, the tour videos and such, check out SledSend.com. We have a variety of different merch. Every order comes with air fresheners and stickers. And like I said, we appreciate your guys' support. We need it to continue to do this. And without further ado, let's get into the video.
But what I was gonna say is
you're looking a little sickly to me.
Got the powder flu.
You're looking a little sickly to me, old son.
Been out in the rain all day.
This won't be out, and like your boss won't see this by that time. Like you'll be okay. We'll hold this back for you. He's going tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
What I was gonna say though is that if you come out to another one, we'll have to try to figure out coordinate and. Bring a second person with you somehow, and then you can split the drive.
Yeah, for sure.
That'll help a ton.
Yeah.
Is this going to be like an annual kind of kickoff? Maybe not a giveaway, or it is a giveaway, but at least a sled send ride annually is going to be the new name of the game?
Just through last night and today, I think we're going to do a team up with Cooper Freshies and Ponzer with Sled USA to do collectively, like the three of us do – a similar giveaway thing, but to get entered to win, like every $5 you spend on merch gets you an entry fee.
Yeah.
And so you can buy SledSend merch, Cooper Freshies merch, or Sled USA merch. And then the three of us would each pick two people off of our website, essentially, and bring six as the winners.
I kind of thought that was
a little trifecta.
Yeah, so we'll
two,
do
two and two.
Yeah, we'll do that. That version of it, and then host maybe just like a SledSend ride meetup.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I think I'm gonna
posting all this kind of stuff. Like I've had a lot of people hit us up through SledSend, like, we just want to come and ride. So you could do something where, like, we could literally come here, and then I would just charge everybody to stay here.
Yeah.
Room or whatever.
Facilitate a little easy access. Everybody that wants to come, rip, just pitches their...
I think do it like if you did it 1 year, like, hey, you want to come back? Come back. New people, if you want to come, come. If you want to return, return. If you don't, like, and you already did it once and that's your experience, you're good.
You know, we could go somewhere and just do it like that and then everybody stays in a hotel or whatever. But if you could do it here and
it's a lot all cooler,
stay together,
dude.
Eat together, hang out together, like, you just
have
more time
experience
with everybody. So, yeah, we'll do giveaway version and then just like a sleds and ride meetup type thing. Yeah,
what do you think? Or what do you guys think? What would you guys prefer? If you were to come back to a ride, you think this is pretty chill or something different or what?
Throw his sled in an airplane and fly over.
That'd be the way to do it.
I think next time you just fly over, we'll get you on a sled.
I think anytime.
Well, and T. Smith proposed that before I looked.
Yeah, but now we know.
I was on the phone.
Yeah. Now we know.
Yeah. I think next year that would
first class, my brother.
Yeah, that might be the ideal setup.
Sipping goose on the first class train to Oregon. Come hang out with us, and then we'll bring you over here.
Yeah. It would be cool to do, like, a sled send ride out by, like, where you boys are from, though.
Yeah, in Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tollgate.
Yeah.
Run.
No.
OG.
Nope. Nope. No. Fuck no. Absolutely no. Not.
Everybody hates Tollgate or what?
Yeah.
Too flat?
Tollgate. I mean, Tollgate sucks.
Tollgate's for breaking in sleds.
Yeah.
And it's great for that, and it's a great place to go.
We need to
for a lot of things, but it is not a good place to go for. Yeah,
no, it's your show. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll go somewhere.
So we need to take Alex to Catherine Creek.
I was gonna say out of Hermiston.
Yep, we'll go to Catherine Creek.
Where's the other options? Where do you guys go? South into Central Oregon, or
so we go. I've actually never been over to Central Oregon. We go outside of La Grande.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine Creek is so that's 2 hours from us, so it'd be a little bit more for you. But
where are you from?
Alex? Within like a
just Tri-Cities, okay. Pasco, Richland, okay. Kennewick. Yeah. But that's what makes it like what, another 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Easy.
But it's within that 2 hour range for driving. It's like, I don't know, it's an epic place to ride.
It's called Catherine's Creek.
Catherine Creek.
Catherine Creek.
Yeah.
Cool. That's cool.
But it's got just like a ton of open rolling hills and then a bunch of drainages, tight trees and stuff, a big burn. There's just a lot more terrain, whereas Tollgate's like so thick and you're limited with spots that you can go. Maybe not on a snow bike, I guess. It's a lot more fun. But
yeah, get skinny.
Yeah, Catherine is a super cool place, so we'll have to take you there. It's a lot of fun.
I've really been enjoying going to Bluewood.
Bluewood is super, super. So, okay. So,
like nobody's ever there, and it'll dump like 2 feet of snow, and it's like all untouched. And I've been, learning to ride the snow bike. They got some steep, like, ravines that go down in the gullies, and they pitch back out, and you can always climb out of them and stuff.
How far are you from Bluewood?
It takes like an hour and a half to get there.
Yeah, see, it takes me like 3 hours to get to Bluewood.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
So that's like.
Well, he doesn't have to go. But I went.
You guys can take Bluewood. I'm going to no tell him, Crit.
I went last year for the first time to Bluewood with Josh Fuel.
Yeah.
And I was just shocked because, like, it's in the same mountain range. It's in the Blues as Tollgate, right? But the best way that I described it is Bluewood is pretty similar to Catherine Creek, but it's in the Blues.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled there. It was Bluebird Day, like, epic snow. It was super dope. And then, you're riding right next to the ski resort, and which is
funny. Yeah, the first time I pull up to that, I'm like, dude, there's this killer hill climb. I'm like, I think it's cut out just for us. And I'm like just about to drop down in this thing, and my buddy rolls up. He goes, do not touch that. And I'm like, why? And he's like, that's a ski run, you dummy. And I'm like,
it's a new Ramshack road.
Huh. Dude, I thought it was a perfect hill climb made just for me.
Enjoyment, yeah.
I thought it was a hill climb just for me.
That would have been awesome if you dropped in.
I was about three pig hairs away.
Three pig hairs away.
That's funny.
Can't say the bad word on here.
I've heard more new one-liners I've never heard in the last 36 hours than I've ever had in my life. You're killing it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I do. I take pride in my one-liners, dude.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, we're at 40 minutes again. That went by real fast. That was a lot of good conversation.
Yes, it was.
Yep.
Yes, it was. I think it was a perfect little podcast, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't too self-centered around snowmobiling, you know? I feel like the podcast can get a little wrapped up in sledding from time to time.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool to hear other people's stories, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think when I'm, like, listening to the podcast, it's like, snowmobile, snowmobile, snowmobile. Yeah. All of a sudden, you zing in some guy running 26 hours to sled, and you're like, what? And then you zing in some dude with a bunch of tattoos, and you're like, huh? So it's a little different.
Yeah.
A little ear candy.
Good episode.
We'll mix ear it candy. Up.
I love it.
Cool. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap up this episode. Justin and Alex, do you either of you have a question that you guys would like to ask the listeners and viewers?
I guess my question, I've never ran one, but what would you rather run, a composite track or, you know, your stock factory track, and why, I guess?
Good question. Let us know.
I guess I'm a simple man here, and I've heard boost and not boost mentioned about 10,000 times today. So what is the actual depiction of that? Is boost better or not boost? What's the pros and cons of each? I guess there has to be better conditions or something for one or the other. But
yes.
It seems like that's a hot topic, and everybody's got the newest, hottest stuff with the boost, and I just wanted to understand it.
There you go. That's a good question. Let them know in the comments below, guys. Well, cool. Thank you.
Would you like a semi-understanding on that, or yeah, you lost?
I mean,
what everybody's saying with that is, and everybody's wondering, so when they say boost, that just means turbo. Mm-hmm. So everybody loves the turboed sleds because, like, a lot of times if you've seen our boy over here on the Arctic Cat, he was on a naturally aspirated sled, right? And when he's doing bow ties, it's like he's doing pure strength, right? All his bow tie is pure strength pulling that thing over. And a lot of times when you have a turbo,
just feather the throttle,
it does a lot of it for you because there's just so much attack. There's so much track speed that it jumps out of them.
You can bow tie both of them.
You can, yes.
Reentry both of them.
You can, but the
hill climb both of them?
Yeah. It's the exact same sled. One just has a turbo and one does not.
Yeah, it's just making a little extra juice.
Yep, one's got horsepower, one does not. That's it.
So which one's better?
I think boost, because it makes it a more fun, easier, and enjoyable ride. You can get into some crap, and it'll get you out a little bit better because you have more horsepower. You know, it's a faster attacking machine.
A lot of people say it's a cheat code.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, it's a cheat code. You know, a lot of guys don't like to run them because they think it takes the fun out of it. Because
there's
certain hills that you just like, normally would go up to, and you're like, man, I don't even know if I'd make it up this, and a boost is just like right up to the top. It just shoots right straight through it, and you're like,
you've got way more power. But one con to some people is it's a lot heavier than an NA, so you've got more weight
just because of the turbo.
Yeah,
turbo's heavier.
Yeah,
20 pounds.
It's not that much heavier, but it is.
I mean, for
it's like
that
it's like
really
lifting a 20-pound 20-pound dumbbell versus 40. It's like you can do the 20 pretty easily, right? But the 40, it's a pretty good struggle, you know. it's what it is. It's like I ride 9 hours and it's like lighter than heck, and you love it because it's easy on your arms, and you ride the boost and you love it because you got all that horsepower, but then your body is just thrashed at the end of the
what
day.
What is a standard 9R weigh? Like 300 pounds?
No.
You guys got specs like on the mind?
It'd be like 500, 450.
I couldn't tell you right now. They're around 500 or something, but I want to say the 9R is around like 20 pounds lighter than the boost, I think.
Okay.
15 or something. 10 to 20 pounds lighter than the boost.
So you're in the fives, though. Hmm? Like 500 range?
Yep, I think so. But you got to like account, because like everybody's like, oh, well, it weighs this. Okay, well, then you fill it with fuel.
Yep.
You fill it with oil. We put Avi bags on that are 3 or 4 pound Avi bags, and you put your gloves and your shovel and your probe and now you've got a 10 pound Avi bag, you know, and now you've got a cooler full of this, 1.5 gallons of that on the back, a spare belt, you got food, you got, it's like, dude.
Well, and then you start doing the different track lengths too. That's all different weight. Yep. Also,
it's all just a bunch of sledder talk is all the boost and non boost stuff is.
It's just always a hot topic.
Yep.
All personal preference, though.
And it comes down to your riding style.
That question right there will get a lot of interaction because everybody's always talking.
I've only ridden regular sleds, aspirated sleds, so one of these days I'll jump on one of the boost ones and I'll shit my pants.
Yeah. That's what he did.
The
other
ones were fast. I'm like, holy Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty gnarly. Well, Kobe, are you riding your boost tomorrow? Or is it
I don't know. What are you riding?
I'm riding my 9R because I was going to say that you could jump on mine, and I didn't even think about that today. But I'm going to ride the 9 tomorrow. You're probably going to ride your 850, aren't you?
I don't know. I was hoping to ride your 9R.
Half the time. I mean, you can jump on it.
I'm just saying that. I don't know what I'm going to ride.
Well, we're going to a totally different place with big open sides and stuff. So you might want the boost tomorrow, honestly.
I don't know. They're both great sleds. They'll both do the same.
But anyways, okay.
Wrap this thing up. Yeah, I want to party.
We'll wrap this episode up. Sledson listeners, I appreciate you guys tuning in. And as always, we'll catch you guys on the next one.
See ya.
Thanks again.
Ah. Ah. Oh.